Good, I think we've got it arranged now.
我们现在统统弄好了。
I particularly enjoyed the worship this morning.
我今天早上很最觉得是一大享受，在这里跟你们参加崇拜。
I was surrounded by the sisters over here.
他被所有，他周围都被我们的姐妹们包围住了。
And they sounded like angels.
他们唱的歌像天使一样的。
It was great because it just reminded me of what it reads in the Bible that someday we will worship that way together.
这就告诉说，在圣经上告诉，将来我们有一天在天上就是那样子去敬拜神。
I want to just take a moment. I realize it's a little bit late, but I want to wish you a happy Chinese New Year.
也许晚了一点，但是我跟大家说，中国年新年快乐。
And I trust that all of the blessings that God has in store for you will be beyond your wildest dreams.
所以所有的神给你们去年给你们的所有的祝福都是我们所想不到的。
Although we never know what the year will bring for us, we know that God is in control.
我们不知道这一年带给我们什么东西，但是我们就知道神在掌管我们要来的这一年。
This last week we celebrated Valentine's Day.
这个礼拜我们庆祝了情人节。
I'm sure in most stores and places you went, there were the balloons and all of the various things that reminded us about loving one another.
你到这个商店里去，你看到那里那么多的气球，都在告诉我们说，我们要彼此相爱。
I think my dad had this special day down when he was living.
当我父亲在世的时候，他把今天就是这个情人节特别的放出来。
My dad bought 3 greeting cards.
他买了三个这个贺卡。
One for Christmas, one for birthday, and one for Valentine's Day.
他是一个是圣诞节，一个是生日，一个是情人节。
And then what he would do is each year he would put it away, and then bring it out the next year and recycle it.
然后他每一年他拿去用完以后他就放起来第二年再拿出来
He was always on time and the card was always perfect
但是 他是所以说他的所以这三个节气他都是这个准时给你送到身而且都完完整整的
I trust that you feel loved often and all the time
我希望你们都是觉得被爱的而且觉得是所有的时间都是在里面。
Over the last several weeks, I've been thinking about loving like Jesus loves.
前几个礼拜我一直在想说，我们应该怎么样子，爱人要像耶稣那样去爱。
In Scripture, I've been drawn to 2 passages in particular.
在这个圣经的经文，我们在这里念的。
I was drawn to the passage in Luke 19 and the passage that you read this morning.
一个是路加福音第十九章，一个是我们今天念的。
Maybe you have heard messages that have been preached on these passages before.
也许你们从前听过很多讲到引用这几节经文。
Often these passages are referred to as the last words that Jesus spoke from the cross.
而且常常人家说是在耶稣在十字架上最后的几句话。
I realized that Jesus not only spoke these 7 words from the cross, but he spoke words after his resurrection, which continue to give us hope.
而且我知道这个在圣经上记载可能不止这几句话，但是他复活以后他讲了很多很多其他的话。
Over the last few weeks, I've been focusing on just the first 3 words, and I'd like to just take a moment to address those and then to develop the message.
前几个礼拜我一直在想就想到这个三个字
The first word that we are struck with from John's passage is the word forgiveness
第一个就是要赦免
You remember there were 2 thieves that were hanging on crosses that were beside Jesus when he was hanging on the cross
你记不记得在耶稣基督在十字架上旁边有两个强盗跟他在一起
One of the thieves had a very negative attitude
一个中间他有一个很
The other one had a very questioning attitude
然后另外一个就是一直在询问这种态度
And you remember Jesus said to him, said to him while he was hanging on the cross there, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing.
记不记得耶稣基督在十字架上讲说，父神啊，原谅他们，他们所做的，他们不知道他们做什么。
The other thief continued to talk to him and ask him questions of why he was there and why didn't he take care of things himself.
而且中间有一个强盗就跟他说，哎，你既然是神的儿子，你怎么不照顾你现在照顾你自己？
And Jesus offered to him the word of assurance.
然后，耶稣给他们很清楚的给他们的确据。
One of the things that I think at times we as Christians struggle with.
我们常做基督徒常常碰到我们要挣扎的时候。
We hear the invitation given by a pastor to receive Jesus.
我们基督徒在那时看到说，牧师在这邀请他们走上前面来。
And sometimes people feel that they have to do it over and over again.
常常是说，哎呀，为什么我到这个牧师一次一次又叫我们走到前面去？
But Jesus spoke words of assurance to this thief that was hanging on the cross with him.
而且很清楚的，耶稣基督是用他的行动。钉在十字架上，把这些话都讲出来了。
Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
然后他跟他讲说，今晚你会与我一同在乐园里。
In other words, because you believe, you will inherit heaven.
而且另外一句话就是说，因为你相信，你就会得到那个乐园。
And brothers and sisters, I want to say to you with all the confidence that I can.
然后我能告诉你，用我所有的信心给告诉你。
If you have said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I ask you to come into my life and to forgive me of my sins, at that very moment, this is what Jesus does for us, and we can have assurance that we will share with Him in heaven.
他说，当你在看到说你告这个人跟耶稣讲说，我是个罪人。我愿意求你来帮助我这样子的话，像神这样讲，耶稣一定听见。
So the question this morning as I follow along in our message might be, how to love like Jesus?
所以我们今天要讲的就是从这个连下去，就是说怎么样子能够像爱人如耶稣一样的爱人。
And we can't do it on our own.
我们知道我们靠我们自己没有能力能够爱人。
And yet it ought to be the desire of every one of our hearts is to love like Jesus loves.
但是我们虽然做不到，但是我们就有一个愿望，说我们能够像耶稣那样去爱。
The passage of scripture that you've looked at this morning is a rather unusual passage.
这个今天我们念的经文是一个不平常的那几节经文。
Jesus is hanging on the cross.
耶稣基督那个时候他被挂在十字架上。
Almost all of the human energy is gone out.
他这一从人方面来的能力已经大概都消耗。
If we look back in the background, he's experienced 6 trials.
他已经受了6次的审问。
He's gone through 3 Roman trials, 3 Jewish trials.
3个是被罗马人审问，3个是被这个犹太人审问。
And each of these trials were held at night, even though it was illegal.
每一个这个审问都是在半夜去这个审问他的，这些都是不合法的审问。
Simply because they wanted to get it over with, and they were hoping the people would sleep and not give difficulty.
因为他们要在晚上就说，在晚上去审问他们没有人家，所以那些一般的民众不会找他们这些审问人的麻烦。
The Bible tells us that Jesus was beaten 39 times.
圣经上告诉我们，耶稣基督被打了39次。
On the end of each rod was 3 strands.
在每一个这个鞭子上面，它有三股绳子。
And each time he was struck, if we take those 39 times, he had scars on his back of more than 280.
所以你这样加起来乘起来就叫整个的这个所有加上那些一股一股的东西是280个伤痕。
His back was a bloody pulp.
他的背上已经是完全肿起来了。
And then Jesus looks down and he sees Mary, his mother, and some other ladies.
然后他在世界上看在看见他的妈妈玛利亚，还有看到其他的那些侍女。
And with her was the disciple John, in whom he loved.
然后在中跟他们在一起的时候，他有他所爱的门徒约翰。
Now the passage seems to be unimportant to some, but it is very important.
也许在我们今天念的经文对中我们中间有些人觉得不重要，其实是非常重要的话。
Jesus' strength is drained from him.
所以他的那个他已经被他折断的根本没有力气了。
And he looks down and he sees his mother Mary there.
他在世界上看见下面他的母亲玛利亚。
And if you notice what you read this morning, Jesus said to John, John, this is your mother.
他你们刚刚念的时候，他对他的门徒讲说，母亲，或者看你的儿子，又对那个门徒说，看你的母亲。
And Mary, this is your new son, John.
然后他刚刚这样说，又对他母亲说，母亲，你看，这是你的新的一个另外一个儿子。
In just a moment, I will help you to see a better picture of that. But let me go from here to another point of reminding us how to love like Jesus.
所以等一下我会把这个整个一个图画弄出来。现在我们搞到走到另外一个角度去念。
One of the things that I've learned as I have experienced the Christian life is that I must care for my own family.
我是一个基督徒。一个基督徒的先生都爱他的家里面的。
And exactly, this is exactly what we see Jesus doing, even in this last moment when almost his final human breath was taken away. He's caring for his mother.
当他在他的最后他的气息都要完全没有的时候，他还是很心思放在他的母亲身上。
Let me just address from a very practical point this morning of how to care for your own family.
然后我给你一个实际的，怎么样子我们来照顾我们自己的家里。
Three statements that I'm going to make, and I'm going to develop a little story with each one of them.
三个要点我要宣称的，然后我慢慢才会再讲。
The first way that we care about our family is we pay attention to them.
第一个是我们愿意pay attention to。听他们
关注
我们的家人。
A number of years ago, as a pastor, I was taking a group of people from the church that I was serving to a couples conference.
然后我前些时候我会他们关于这个婚姻中间家人的事情。
I was proud to be their pastor, and I was proud to be able to go with them to this conference.
然后我很感觉到很骄傲的跟他们这个教会人也跟他们一起去参加那样一个聚会。
It was time for the first meal, and we were on our way into the dining hall.
然后那个在我们一个 conference 在那个一个退休会，然后就第一次去吃饭的时候。
I was just about to open the door for my wife to walk in.
我正要开门为帮忙我的太太去开门的时候。
She said, stop and look at me square in the eye and pay attention.
然后太太对她说，停，注意。
That's never happened before in our marriage.
她说我结婚那么多年，我太太从来没有这么很严肃地跟我讲。
I didn't know what I had done.
然后说我根本不晓得我做了什么事，叫他这么严肃。
But here's the point that she was going to make.
然后整个的原因是
She said, Jay, I want you to be my husband and not my pastor today.
他说 Jay, 我今天要你做我的丈夫，不愿意你在这里当我的牧师。
What she simply was saying,Pay attention to my needs.
所以告诉你说，你一定要关注我需要的是什么东西。
If she was here today, she probably would tell you that I haven't done a good job at that, but I work at it quite regularly.
假如我太太在这里的话，我告诉你，她会跟你讲说，我实在是没有 做到他要的事情。
Maybe you're here today, and there's come a moment in your life in which you could do exactly like my wife did.
所以在我们每个人在座的人在生命中间有一个时候，正好那个时候，就像他太太跟他讲话的那个心情。
Pay attention and care for my needs.
关注，要照顾，知道我要的是什么。
Another way that we care for our family's needs.
另外一个方法就是我们要关注我们家人的需要。
Is meeting practical needs.
是关于他们家里面在实际上的需要。
Let me quickly share another story with you that was personal that helped me learn that lesson.
虽然这是很个人的一个例子，我现在告诉你。
My son Bart, who is our middle son.
我的中间的一个儿子叫做 Bart.
Was taking part in a church activity called Pinewood Box Derby.
他在教会里做一个参加一个活动 Say it again.
Pinewood Box Derby.
Pinewood Box Derby 是松树木头的 Derby.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
Okay. Each kid was given a block of wood.
每个孩子给了一块木头。
And then they were to cut out of this block of wood a racing car.
然后加上他木头要刻出一个跑车。
And they would then put the wheels on the racing car.
然后他要爬，要让他放到 real
wheels.
Yeah. 把他轮胎放上。
They would paint the car and decorate it.
然后他就在漆这个车子，然后就装饰车子，装得很漂亮。
And then they would come to the activity, and there would be a racetrack where they would race against other boys and girls.
装上轮胎以后，他们就到那时候，到那时候就大家每个人就把那车子拿去赛车。
Bart and I worked on this car, and we sanded it. We sanded the wheels. We did everything to make it as fast as we could.
然后我跟我的儿子 Bart 就一直在这弄这个车子，把那个轮胎装上，然后擦的这个用沙子把那木头弄漂漂亮亮的。
The night of the race, we got started and we won the first two races.
那天去比赛时候，头两次比赛我们拿了那两次比赛的第一。
And then it was time for me to go to a meeting at the church, and I had to leave.
然后拿了两次第一，说我非得要回到教会里去。
So I said to Martha and Bart, you can do the rest of the evening together.
所以我跟我太太说 ，Martha, Bart， 然后你们两个可以剩下来的事情你们自己管了。
When I got home that night, I asked my wife, "How did it go?"
我等我回家说，我问我太太 Martha 说，怎么样？最后赛车怎么样？
She said it didn't go well because he didn't win any more races.
他说你走了以后我们就没有能够拿到任何的那个奖赏。
But she said to me, he said to me as we were walking out the door.
然后他跟我在我们这个走到门口的时候。
If my dad would have been here, I would have won.
一直他的儿子就说，假如爸爸在的时候，我们一定会赢的。
I have never forgotten that lesson.
所以我就记得，这是一个很好很好的一个教训。
It was a practical need of a 12-year-old boy.
这个是那个当孩子知道他要赛车的时候，他需要他的爸爸在那。
And I let him down in those moments.
而那个我那次把我12岁的孩子的需要给忽略了。
I've done my best ever since then to make sure.That my 3 kids and my grandkids get the best of me, and that I meet their practical needs.
从那时候开始，我的3个孩子，还有是我的那些孙子们。
If we're going to love like
他们需要的时候，我就尽我力量去做。
If we're going to love like Jesus and we're going to care for our family, we're going to pay attention and we're going to meet their practical needs.
假如我们要爱如耶稣的话，我们一定要照顾我们的家人去。他们需要我们的时候，我们这些做父亲的、做丈夫就在旁边。
And lastly, we're going to give them our emotional support.
最后我们也要在他们的情绪上给他们的支持。
As I mentioned to you just a moment ago, I have 8 grandchildren.
我告诉你说，我已经有了 八个孙子和孙女儿。
All of them have graduated from high school, and most of them have graduated from college as well.
啊，他们都从啊高中毕业了，啊，一大部分人也从大学毕业了。
There's three of them left in college.
啊，三个已经大学毕业了。
But each Saturday, in the late evening, I take and text each one of the eight of them.
啊，在每天晚上我就去在这考他们的试。
I asked them this question, what's up?
我问他一个是，哎，怎么样了？ Yes?
Oh,
what's up? What's up? I asked them, what's up?
怎么样了？
And they respond back and tell me what's going on.
然后他们就说，哦，怎么样，怎么样，怎么样。
Last Saturday, one of my grandchildren that's in college in Hawaii, tough life.
上个礼拜六，一个我的一个孙子在夏威夷。
Said I'm sad.
他告诉我说，哦，我很伤心。
I'm bored.
我很无聊。
And I'm not having any fun.
我一点在这里一点趣味都没有。
So I wrote back a couple messages.
然后我就赶快就送了几个短信。
And she wrote back and said I can't do that.
他说我不能做这些事啊。
And then I wrote back and I said smile just for me.
然后又跟他讲说，为了你的。老祖父笑一笑。
A few minutes later came the message back.
然后几个分钟以后，那个信息又传回来。
She said, "Pops, just for you, I will smile."
哦，啊，祖父啊，为了你，我就已经笑了。
If we're going to love like Jesus loves,
所以我们假如要爱耶稣那样爱的话
，We're going to care for our family.
我们一定要很啊。
We're going to pay attention.
全心全意地照顾他们，要把我们的注意力放在他们的身上。
We're going to meet practical needs.
我们把那些有很多实际上的需要。
And we're going to give emotional support.
我们要给他情绪上的那种支持。
Listen to what the scripture says.
看这个圣经上怎么讲。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives.
啊，假如说你对你的自己的亲戚家人不帮忙的话
，and especially for his immediate family，
而且特别是为了他的那些直属的亲戚
，he is denied the faith，
他就根本就是完全背叛他的信仰
，and is worse than an unbeliever，
而且背叛的像就像一些不信耶稣。
Brothers and sisters， those aren't my words， those are the words of the Bible。
这个是圣经上的话语，也是我从圣经。
Let's move on，
让我们。
If we're going to love like Jesus, we need to treat other believers as our family.
往前一直走下去，而且要为我们这个大的家庭，这个里面的人也是这样子，要爱他们。
Physical families don't last forever.
我们所有在肉身上的家庭不会
长
很久。
Brothers and sisters, I got news for you. Spiritual families last for eternity.
啊。弟兄姐妹，我告诉你们，但是在属灵上的家庭，这些人是永远跟我们在一起的。
Listen to what the Bible says.
听这个圣经上怎么告诉我们。
Share each other's troubles and problems.
要分享你的难处。
In that way, you obey the law of Christ.
然后你就守了神的律法。
In other words, you're loving like Jesus.
所以你一定要。爱像耶稣那样的爱我们的家人。
Have you heard the phrase?
你们有没有听到这个小句子
？Blood is thicker than water.
血浓于水。
It's true.
真的，血浓。
But let me tell you this.
让我告诉你。
Grace is thicker than genetics.
那个，啊 ，grace。
恩典。
恩典是。比恩典比我们的基因更大。
Okay, let's go back to the verse that we looked at.
让我们回头看我们啊看的这一节经文。
Jesus said to Mary, "Mary, this is your new son."
然后这个耶稣跟他的母亲玛利亚说：“看哪、啊，这是你的儿子。”
Jesus said to John.His favorite disciple and friend.
然后他又对啊、约翰，就是他所爱的门徒说
，John, this is your new mother.
就是说，约翰看到、啊、这是你的新的一个母亲。
Jesus didn't have a 401k to give to her.
耶稣没有在美国政府的 401 的账户给她。
Jesus didn't have a mansion to give her on earth.
耶稣在世界上也没有大的豪宅。
But in those moments, Jesus gave what he could give.
在那个时候，耶稣给了他妈妈他所有的。
That was the assurance that his mother would be loved like Jesus loves.
所以，他给他的母亲是说，他的母亲得到的爱。
But I can hear some of you say, Pastor Jay, didn't Jesus have some half-sisters and half-brothers?
耶稣不是还有其他的弟兄姐妹吗？
Yes, it's very true.
是的，耶稣还有其他的。
But don't miss this important lesson.
不要忘记了重要的一个意义。
John chapter 7 verse 5 tells us that they were not believers.
约翰福音第七章第十五节说，他的那些母亲以后生的那些弟弟妹妹们都不信耶稣的。
It wasn't until after the resurrection that they became believers and followers of Jesus.
他们不信耶稣是神的儿子，一直等到什么时候？是耶稣基督复活以后。
And it is true that James became one of the leaders of the churches.
你知道，就是雅各他在教会，在教会一般负了很大的。
You read the book of Acts and you will see his name mentioned several times in the book of Acts.
所以在使徒行传上，这个他的弟兄雅各记载了很多次。
And James is also the writer of the book of James.
而且那个雅各书就是写那个雅各书的雅各。
You remember I said that some felt that this verse was unnecessary and unimportant?
有些人会觉得说，哦，这几节圣经这实在没有什么重要，大概是没有什么。
Brothers and sisters, everything that Jesus said is important for us.
弟兄姐妹们，我告诉你。任何耶稣基督记载在圣经的话都是重要的。
Jesus says, if we're going to love like He loves, we're going to care for our brothers and sister believers.
所以，如果我们要爱人如耶稣那样的话，我们一定会对我们的主内的弟兄姐妹有关心。
Brothers and sisters, that's why I've said to you on several occasions.
所以，弟兄姐妹，在几次我都跟你们说。
You put a smile on my face, and I love coming and being part of who you are.
因为你们弟兄姐妹把你们的笑脸放在你们那给我，你们告诉我你是什么。
There have been some of you in this congregation that have called and said, "Can you help me with this or with this?"
常常在我们这些弟兄姐妹有时候就问他你能不能帮助我这些，帮助我那些。
And if we're going to love like Jesus loves, that's what we do for one another.
所以我们假如要是爱人如爱耶稣，如耶稣那样子爱的话，我们就会爱我们弟兄。
This last week, I have spent 4 days at the county jail, each day 3 to 4 hours at a time.
我这个上个星期我有四天，我们就三四个钟头都在监牢里帮助那些。
Because there's been a family whose son has been in jail that needed a Christian to love them and care for them.
因为那有在街道里有个人，他们的家人需要我们的帮助。
I didn't have to do it.
我实在没有必要一定要去的。
But I did it because this is what Jesus would love.
因为我那样做是因为我晓得，耶稣在的话，耶稣一定会去的。
Let me move on.
让我再。
We learned to. We need to learn to see.Others' pain, even when we're in pain.
所以我们要知道了解其他人痛苦，虽然我们也自己在痛苦之中。
I'm not going to expand on this other than just to share 2 verses of scripture with you and to let the scriptures present the truth.
我现在就在跟大家分享两处的经节。
The Bible says your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
所以你们对人的态度应该是要像我们的救主耶稣一样的那种对人的态度。
Listen to this verse from 1 Peter.
在这个彼得前书上面说，
Since Christ suffered
因为耶稣自己受痛苦
and underwent pain,
也有身上受了死
you must have the same attitude that he did.
所以我们要学耶稣基督的那种
You must be ready to suffer too.
所以我们都要为耶稣那样子有受苦的心智
For remember, when your body suffers,
因为你们身体受痛苦的时候
sin loses its power.
然后那个罪就在你身上失去
Think on that little phrase for a moment.
让你们想一想
Let it soak in.
让这些
Sin loses its power.
罪在你身上失去了它的权能
In other words, when we are in pain, our pain distracts us from sin.
然后我们 pain 就快可以把我们的罪就可以拿掉
Well, let me close with what might be the most difficult lesson to learn.
所以让我然后最后说这最难的一个功课要学的
If we're going to love like Jesus
假如我们要像爱像耶稣那样的爱的话
I must meet others' needs even if mine aren't met
我一定要去帮忙旁人去拿到他拿不到的东西虽然我自己很多很多时候没有得到帮助
The Bible says each of us needs to look after the good of the people around us.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们都要是为我们周围的弟兄姐妹，要去关心他们的需要。
Asking ourselves this question.
让我们问我们自己的一个问题。
How can I help?
说，我能帮什么吗？
Well, my friends, the answer is simply like.Is simply this.
朋友，我告诉你，这是很简单，就是这样。
This is called loving like Jesus.
就是说，我们要爱如耶稣。
Remember this when grieving.
记得吗？记得我们当我们很这个伤心的时候。
Jesus cares about your pain.
耶稣他会关心我们的疼痛。
When grieving, accept love from others.
而当这个这种疼痛除了是母爱的疼痛
and when grieving look for someone else to help
然后我们在这里要想到得了旁人那里得帮助那种伤痛
God help us to love like Jesus
所以愿神帮助我们能够做到要爱如耶稣
Amen
Amen
好，那我们感谢这个今天给我们这么好的这个信息，爱如耶稣。OK， 那我们接下来我们来唱这个，请大家起立。